Mitzvah to thank Hashem for the rain and the Mitzvah for more. A little sample, but still need to know. Something that is tied onto the garment, it's a normal thing to be on the garments. Children, it's still not the garments. A belt is on the, sometimes on the jackets or on the shoes, that's acceptable. Something that is unusual to tie there, even if it's sewed on, someone sews a key onto his garment, doesn't help because it's not part of the garment, it's just something that's stuck onto the garment. Even a matter of add a piece of cloth, which you're going to use as a handkerchief, as part of the sleeve of the garment. It has to be also like an extension of the garment. If you put it on your belt here, you sew a handkerchief onto the belt, it doesn't help because it has nothing to do with the belt. If you put it at the end of the belt and make the belt a little longer, you'd have to tie the belt. Because it has to serve some type of purpose. As you said, this situation has to be actually sewn onto the garment. It's not a concern it will fall off and you're going to carry it. The Shabruah Lemaisa says about the handkerchief, he says, it's telling you, if it was it's a normal thing to do, an abnormal thing to do. So in those times, it's a normal thing to have a handkerchief sewn onto the garment. He says, if you live in a place where it's abnormal to do such a thing, in a chanami, it won't be possible to expect it. Like love, he says, it's a normal thing. The children want to keep it on part of the garment. The people that are maker, even nowadays, is because they say that this handkerchief isn't a chashuv thing, and therefore, it's possible for the garment. Only hates if someone wants to take a handkerchief and didn't sew it on before Yom Tov, as if he could use it as a belt or as a, something to put around his neck, scarf, and if you just put it on top of his pre-existing belt, won't help. That's having any purpose.